operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop.
All right, we are back and better than ever. Comic Revolution Podcast. I am Rock. By my side, my ever faithful companion, Steven.
Kind of makes me sound like a dog. I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Like, how do I take that?
He's got his coffee this morning, so
that's right.
That might explain it.
I'm all jacked up on caffeine at the moment. I've been through like an entire pot and a half.
Huh.
Yes, that's what happens when your dogs get you up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Steven, we have an interesting selection of comics. Before we get to that, as always, you can check us out at thecomicbookrevolution.com, where, as a matter of fact, I believe Kevin just posted another review. He is a madman, and it was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Look at that.
Ooh.
Kevin calling an audible and going the non-DC Marvel route, because we are pretty heavy Marvel and DC,
yes.
But Kevin likes to shake things up. He's... As he told me, he DM'd me on Twitter, and he was a little upset because all the comics he's reading are getting canceled. Titans, Teen Titans,
They're getting canceled?
Super Sons, all getting canceled.
Who's canceling? Why?
Because I think they're going to be doing a lot of, out of Rebirth, they're going to have to clean up the Titans continuity and whatnot. I have a feeling that's what's going to be going on.
Don't cancel Super Sons, at least.
So I think there's going to be a lot of reordering of things, my guess. We shall see. But he's all like, dang it. I'm going to have to do some indie titles. So, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which, you know, I approve of.
Yeah, because I would read that all day long.
Yeah, all day, every day. You can follow me on Twitter at Rock with 2Ks Revolution. And Steven, where can everyone find you?
You can find me at President Glover on Twitter. Links to all the other things are from there.
There you go. As always, we like to start with the news, and then we roll into comics. The news, we just have a few tidbits. Not a lot, but some interesting things. James Bond has a new director.
Mm-hmm. At least they're pursuing a deal with this director. So.
Batgirl may not have.
Oh, they definitely don't have a director.
A director. And Marvel announces a fresh start.
For the fifth time in like 3 years.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let's start with James Bond, my friend. Tell me what is going down in the world of our favorite super spy, 007. We are both massive fans of the franchise. What is happening?
So the good folks over at, I believe it's still MGM that does it, they have kind of sort of announced that they're looking to close a deal with director Danny Boyle, who people might know from Slumdog Millionaire, or Trainspotting, or it's that Steve Jobs movie that came out a couple years ago. Not the Ashton Kutcher one, the good one.
Correct.
And she's done so much stuff. 28 Days Later was his, too. And apparently they've been wanting him to do a Bond movie since Skyfall. They wanted to get him for that, but he was busy. And that's when they got Sam Mendes. So I think that's... Of course, this isn't final.
Right.
We're pursuing a deal.
Right.
But this is actually the most news we've heard since we heard Daniel Craig was coming back.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of stoked. I think he'd be a great choice.
I think he's an excellent choice as well. I love this. If this goes through, I will have high hopes for the next Bond movie.
Yes.
You get Daniel Craig to come back one more time.
Yes.
And I think that this would be a good match.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think it'd be a good match, and we'll get one more really good Bond movie before the whole franchise is thrown up into the air as they search for another Bond.
Yeah.
You know?
It's getting to be that time. He's more old man Daniel now. But
He is. I mean, he still has it, but he's
but
definitely...
But to play James Bond, it's...
He's at the end of his run. I mean, he's getting... He still looks great.
Yes.
He looks phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But, he's not... looking old and tired like Roger Moore did at the end of his run. But he's definitely, you can tell, it's about time for a change after Craig.
Yeah, and it definitely wears on him. That's why it took so long to find out if he was coming back,
yep.
Because shooting Spectre was so arduous for him that mm-hmm. as soon as it was over, people asked him, he said, no, I'd rather not. And then
right.
there's that controversy. And he said, yeah, I didn't think through, but we just finished. I
right.
was tired.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right. Well, the next mm-hmm. news in the world of movies would yeah. be Batgirl and Joss yeah. Whedon. What's going on there? What do you think, Steven? What do you think's going on?
I have the feeling that Joss Whedon said something and the internet's mad at him because the internet hates Joss Whedon now for some reason.
Well, I don't get it. I can't keep up with the internet and who we hate and who we like and for what reasons. It makes no sense.
I think people are still butthurt about Black Widow and Age of Ultron.
Okay.
She wanted to have a baby. That means she's not a strong character.
Hey, tell it to my wife who had not one but two children by natural childbirth, my friend. Mm-hmm. Zero drugs. Yeah. She could bend steel with her bare hands.
Yeah.
You want to talk about strong? That, my friend, that, my friend, is strong. Well, here's my question, I guess. Mm-hmm. People, of course, panic over any kind of director change.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, it's been proven time and time again. Movies can have director changes.
Yeah.
And they can have extensive reshoots. And guess mm-hmm. what? They can still be huge box office successes, mm-hmm. or they can bomb.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any kind of direct relation between director swap and extensive reshoots equaling it's going to be a bomb.
Right.
Because there's times where it's been just fine.
Mm-hmm. And just so people know, this is before any production has started. So it's not Solo or Justice League or anything like that.
No, it's not Rogue One.
No. Ironically, Joss Whedon was the only good thing about Justice League. But that's just me. I kind of got to give him some props because he came out and he admitted, I didn't really have anything.
Yep.
And he knows that had he told Geoff Johns and Walter Hamada, who's the new kind of co-head of DC Films with Geoff Johns,
right,
that, you know, just give me a couple years, that they would have given it to him because
sure.
he's Joss Whedon.
Sure.
But instead of holding up the project, he decided to step down and let somebody else take over. I'm sure the pressure of being a man directing a female-led superhero movie
right.
was something he didn't want because
right.
he's notoriously very hard on himself.
I don't blame the guy. I would want no part of that either.
Yeah. I hope he sticks around at least in that company because they need him. But, maybe just give him something else. Let him do some other kind of crazy, wacky thing within the company that he wants, and then he can come back to DC when he's ready.
Right, exactly. So, yeah. I think it's more of a not. Of course, everyone wants to pile on immediately, and now people are advocating for, well, we need to have, you know, Gail Simone be the writer or all mm-hmm. sorts of stuff. It's like, how about you just focus on getting a really talented movie writer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And getting a good script down. Because right now, DC, you haven't done that yet. So let's just focus on that first.
Yeah.
You know, not too worried about I have to pick a particular person.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because, you know, we give all the credit to Patty Jenkins for Wonder Woman, but that was written by a man, Alan Hineberg.
Don't say that, Steven.
Well, of course, Alan Hineberg had also written Wonder Woman before,
yes.
So he knew the character.
Right, which goes to show that all that matters is talent and an understanding of the character. That's all that matters when it comes to writing a story. That's really the number one thing. Okay?
Exactly. I just saw that Annihilation movie this weekend. Team of all female characters go into that alien place, and written by acclaimed female writer. Oh wait, no, it's Alex Garland, who's a man. That's
right.
That's who that was, and it was great.
Right.
It worked out just fine. So
right. So let's just. I think DC just needs to focus on just hire good talent.
Exactly.
Create a good story and go from there.
Yes, that's because DC Warner Brothers is never going to be like Marvel, where Kevin Feige is lording over everything.
Right.
So what they need to do is just focus on making good movies.
Yep.
That they've done that in the past. Maybe not with their franchise films, but with just films in general. Let them do that. Just make some good movies. Aquaman comes out this year. I still think that'll be good.
I think so too.
Just the director.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa is pretty badass.
Yep. Agreed.
But you know, just take it one at a time until you're ready to expand.
Yep.
Just chill.
Totally agree. Yeah. All right, that's enough for our movie talk. let's go to Marvel's fresh start.
This isn't the movie revolution.
This is not the movie revolution. This is the comic revolution. Even though Steven wants to make it the movie revolution.
Yes, I do. I know what I'm talking about when I talk about movies, so of course.
Steven, look, Marvel's fresh start. Okay, so here's the deal. Marvel comes out.
Yes.
This has to be about the seventh reboot we've gotten in 7 years.
I'm thinking so.
I'm serious. Since 2010, we've had seven of these. Mm-hmm. This is insane.
I don't even think it's been 6 months since the last one.
No, it hasn't been. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense that they're constantly restarting them. This is part of Marvel's problem.
Yeah.
They're running around like a chicken with its head cut off, making all these random snap decisions that have no long-term growth.
Yeah.
At all. And so here we are again. Mm-hmm. And they hit the panic button because every reboot they have makes no sense.
Yeah, pretty much.
It just appears that Marvel keeps making these snap decisions on what to do based out of some perceived trend in some perceived audience that doesn't exist.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we joke about Marvel doing their kind of social justice stuff, but I feel like those are the only people that have actually stuck around. So, I mean, they kind of had to play to their base first and then try to gain everybody else back overall. But
right.
I don't know. It's just, I mean, okay. So they're notorious for their restarts. We all know that. It's what they do. It produces some artificial bump in sales, and they're desperate for that. But it's just after Secret Wars, that should have been the last one for at least 5 years.
I agree.
It's like it was a perfect chance to reset everything. They could have reset everything. Actually, we'll get into why it's confusing that they didn't just reset everything in one of the issues, but like, I just don't know what they think they're doing.
Well,
especially with that numbering scheme that's going to have to be reset again.
Yeah.
Like, Avengers is so close to 700, and they're going to, it's going to go back to 1 before they hit 700.
Yeah, it's crazy. Let's review what exactly the fresh start is. I'm referring to an article at Comic Book Resources, which, by the way, on a side note, Stephen, has to be the most reader hostile website with the amount of ads, pop-up ads, side banner ads, floating ads. It is the most reader hostile website you're going to come across. It's awful. I mean, despite the fact that they're basically just a shill for Marvel and DC, so you're not going to get any kind of like actual real criticism or insight. But anyhow, it's a good place to go when you want the promotions from Marvel and DC.
I'd stick to IGN personally. They're pretty good.
I agree. So essentially what they're doing is they're bringing back Marvel's big three, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and I'm talking the real ones. Stark, Steve Rogers, and Thor. Yes. They keep referring to Thor as Odin's son. I'm like, dude, it's Thor. Read Norse mythology. It's Thor. Odin's son is another name, but Thor is a unique name given to a unique character. It is not a mantle. Mm-hmm. It is not a code name.
Yeah.
It is not a position. No matter how much Marvel might want to make it is, you cannot change reality. You cannot change mythology. Thor is a one singular name and character.
Yeah.
Period.
And if, I mean, he's holding the hammer in the promotional materials. It's Thor.
It's
not Thor Odinson anymore. It's Thor.
Right. But they keep calling him Thor Odinson, which makes me worried that we're going to have not one but two Thors running around.
I think they'll find the ultimate Thor's hammer or something and give it to Jane Foster, and she'll still be Thor.
Yeah.
Because they can't just let her go.
Right. So, again, you have this. So, anyhow, look. So, they're bringing them back, okay? They're going to be the core of the Avengers. So, the three of them come back, and at the same time that they're heralding the three coming back, the three main ones coming back, they've indicated that they're also going to still champion all of Bendis's pet characters like Jessica Jones and Miles Morales, and they're still going to champion Miss Marvel and Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider, as well.
Yeah, it
does.
Let It Go already.
Well, Robbie Reyes will be joining the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, because Ghost Rider just screams Avengers, doesn't
it? Right, exactly. Oh, and Ms. Marvel, I still stay with the Champions, and I believe that you know, the Champions will gain Riri Williams.
Okay.
She'll go to them, I believe.
I figure that's where she was going to go.
Which kind of makes sense, right?
It's the younger heroes, yeah.
Right. So, and the big splash shot they give you prominently features Peter Parker in the middle, which makes sense because he's still Spider-Man. Their top seller.
Yeah.
And you've got Thor, the real one, Iron Man, the real one. Mm-hmm. You got Hulk, whose back is as
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner.
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen with Cho. It's not been said where he's going to end up. You've got Luke Cage. You've got Punisher. You've got, you do have the Thing in there. So that's cool.
Right.
I don't see Human Torch, which we'll get into later.
Yeah.
And because he's supposedly killed in Avengers, but he's still in Marvel 2 and 1, and he's still in Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that. That's just a mess. You see Ant-Man, you see Wasp, but not Janet Van Dyne, who, by the way, reappeared as Wasp in the latest issue of Avengers, but we have this Nadia one who we're pushing in the promo. You've got the real Logan, Black Panther, Gambit. It's cool to see Gambit and Deadpool and Jean Grey prominently featured. That tells you, hey, we bought Fox and we're looking at now promoting these characters. You don't see the full Fantastic Four, but I guess they're waiting to make sure the merger goes through before really pushing the button on that.
Yeah.
Okay. You see Miss
too crazy.
You see Miss Marvel, Robbie Reyes, Miles Morales.
Mm-hmm.
You still see, you know, the Roman Reigns. I mean, Captain, Carol Danvers.
Of course.
And you see Venom. Mm-hmm. You see Jessica Jones. So essentially, what this tells me is, and I love this article because it refers to how they're still keeping, you know, the Champions and all the Marvel, all new, all different Marvel Now characters, and they mention how Miss Marvel has become a cultural phenomenon since her debut.
Oh boy,
a cultural phenomenon, and I'm like, really? Is that what it is? A cultural phenomenon? No. We talked about the sales charts for her title.
Yes.
And she's, let's see here, just to refresh everyone's memory, the last issue of Ms. Marvel, number 26, sold 14,872 units.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. This is why you can't listen to the internet.
Because
it's crap. You're not a cultural phenomenon when you're selling 14,872 units.
But that's 14,782 people who see her and go, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm
just like, what are we doing here? So, do you know what this looks like to me, Steven? This looks like...
Tell me.
This looks like the same old, all new, all different Marvel Now .1 initiative now featuring more Tony Stark, Steve Rogers, and Thor.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks to be the exact same universe. It's going to still be written by the exact same writers.
Not true, though. They've got some different ones.
They have some different writers now.
Yeah. In the same company, but not new as in, we got new talent. Well, new as in, we're shuffling people around.
But it's going to be the same voices. It's the same non-diverse voices.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's the same all new, all different style voice of writing that not many people like. So we're still getting it.
Yeah.
So you're not increasing the diversity and style of writing.
No.
No, you're not. You're not increasing the diversity of viewpoints.
No,
you're not. So it sounds like it's the same crap that we've been getting for the past 4 years, but with more Tony Stark, Thor, and Steve Rogers.
Yeah, probably.
Am I off on this?
I don't think you're off. I think there is... Now I actually want to read one title as opposed to reading none of them, which is, I'll still read something by Jason Aaron. He's writing the Avengers, and I like him. His Thor, I mean, it's annoying that it's not Thor, but he always makes it entertaining to read, at least. at least from my perspective.
No, he's a fine writer.
Yeah, and Ed McGuinness on art, sure, it'll be like 3 issues in a year. And but I think they'll be worth the wait. Him drawing She-Hulk, that's a nice idea, I think. So I'll go with that.
And of course She-Hulk now is going to be Hulk sized. Steven, you can't be a strong
female
character and actually look like a woman.
A lady, yeah.
That's not that's sexist. How dare a woman look like a woman, Steven? How dare you say that?
His Captain Marvel doesn't look too bad.
Why do they have to make her look like... I don't understand. Know. It's almost sexist. Does it seem more sexist to to say that female characters can only be strong female characters if they look like men?
That's a good point.
I don't understand.
That's a good point.
I mean, if you really believe in strong female characters, then shouldn't they look like women and act like women, not look like men and act like men? That's what I don't understand about this whole initiative. They feel like, okay, Carol Danvers, to make her a strong female character, we have to give her a guy haircut, make her act very, very manly and macho.
Mm-hmm.
Because having her look like a woman, having her look like a woman is, whoa, no, you can't be a strong female character and look like a woman. Mm-hmm. Same thing with She-Hulk. We have to make her jacked up like she's the size of Arnold Schwarzenegger, looks like the male Hulk, but with long hair, because you can't be a strong female character and look like a woman. Like, to me, that sounds sexist. That you can't have, evidently Marvel believes you can't have characters act and look like women and be strong female characters because only male attributes make a female character strong. Right. Am I reading it wrong? Am I misreading what Marvel's telling me?
I'm just saying, in Annihilation, Natalie Portman was not buff and butch. She wasn't a strong female character. And because she had a husband that she dared show some affection for.
No. Yeah. I mean, so anyway, I'm looking at the cover for the Avengers number one, and your roster is Thor, Tony Stark, Steve Rogers.
Front and center, of course.
Yeah. Black Panther. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I like that. That I'm fine with.
Yeah.
She-Hulk, if she was just regular freaking She-Hulk.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with putting her on the mix rather than the regular Hulk because, honestly, I know he's an original Avenger, but he just never really works for me with the Avengers.
No.
Doctor Strange, okay.
Is that Doctor Strange?
Yes, Doctor Strange in the back. And that's that for me is kind of like, I don't need Doctor Strange in the Avengers. He doesn't have, there's not a real history there. That I'd rather have someone else, but okay, whatever. It's not going to make or break.
Or something.
I get why he's there. He's there because of the movies. I got it.
Yeah, you could up the diversity quota, put Scarlet Witch.
Right, exactly. Of course, you got to have Roman Reigns there because they got to keep shoving her down your throat, even though nobody likes her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still there. Mm-hmm. And so Carol's on the team, and Robbie Reyes is on the team. I have no clue why he's on the team. Ghost Rider and the Avengers is a horrible mix. Yeah. Robbie Reyes is not even the best Ghost Rider.
No.
At all. Not even remotely.
Mm-mm.
And I understand why he's there, duh. But there are better choices.
Yeah.
There are better choices. I would rather see the Falcon on the team.
Yeah.
I don't get his inclusion on the team whatsoever.
I don't either. It doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, because honestly, like... the biggest thing I'm concerned about with She-Hulk is that I don't know what they're bringing from her title with her. Like, she can look like that. Like, okay, whatever. If she's the character, then fine. But I don't need her bringing over whatever teenage girl fan fiction nonsense she's bringing from her title with her.
And it's the inconsistency in the message because in the promo art for Marvel Fresh Start, She-Hulk's just drawn like regular She-Hulk.
Yeah.
It's the inconsistency
that
drives you nuts. So, Fresh Start, Marvel Fresh Start, are you excited? Are you ready? Are you rejuvenated? Do you think Marvel is back? Do you think Marvel is totally flipping the script and completely rebooting their universe a la DC's Rebirth? Is this Marvel's Rebirth?
I have 2 questions. Did they get somebody who actually knows how to be editor in chief?
Jury's out on that.
And is Tom Brevoort fired?
No.
Well, Bendis is gone. That's one thing.
That's one thing. That's addition by subtraction.
Who's writing Captain America?
Mark Waid is currently writing Captain
America.
I mean,
who's writing it in this?
In
this little rebirth. I believe in some other universe, I may have told you this already.
I believe you said Coates will be writing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, not the writer I would pair with Captain America.
No, I'm not.
Like a trillion, quadrillion, a billion years.
Yeah, I believe in this other time where I may have told you about this, I said that this was the equivalent of putting Noam Chomsky on Superman. Except, and this is just, you know, I'm assuming I may have said this in some other time and space, that DC was never foolish enough to make that kind of offer. Because maybe they would have put him maybe on something like some Red Hood, perhaps, somebody who's very anarchist and anti-authority.
Yes.
And Marvel, and despite the fact that, I mean, I know people like it, I'm not a big fan of what he's done on Black Panther because I find it kind of preachy.
Well, evidently no one else has because it sells like crap.
Yeah, and but it's a cultural phenomenon.
Even though it's selling like absolute crap.
Yes, it's you're not going to get 66 issues out of that one, I don't think.
No.
But, I mean, I understand, like, he fits more on that because it's more about
he only has the only tool he has to use when looking at the world around him is a hammer, and when all you have is a hammer, everything you see is
a nail.
That is him in a nutshell. He is a pretty one-dimensional, myopic fellow.
I would say, I mean, I like reading his pieces for The Atlantic. I don't agree with them, but I like reading them, you know, because
he's a sad, sad human.
Yes, we intellectuals like to challenge our opinions from time to time. Oh. So I read his stuff, and I'm like, okay, I don't agree with that.
I feel bad. I feel like he has a horrible life. He feels like he's a miserable human.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You get one life to live, Steven. Mm-hmm. I'm going to live life thinking, I know there are bad people out there.
Yeah.
But no, I don't believe that everyone is fated from birth to live a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I reject that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I believe we do have some control over our destiny and our lives. And I do believe that people in general are good because you see it all the time.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think everyone is born evil. And I don't think everyone is born doomed by fate.
Yeah. It's interesting because the title he's writing, the movie, just contradicted that.
Right.
That the way forward was not the way he seems to have in mind as the only way out.
Right.
That they chose something more hopeful.
Yes.
This guy is not hopeful.
No, he's the wrong writer for Captain America in every possible
America.
Way.
Captain America would not like him.
No, he's 100%. Whatever Coates' views are, Captain America is the exact opposite. There is no overlap
in their
life view at all. There is zero overlap.
No.
Zero. So I don't know what the hell Marvel's thinking at all. I don't get it.
Can we make him a Nazi again? I don't
know.
Oh
my God. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'd rather see that than.
I guess what Marvel needs to. The best thing they can do for their fresh start is to hire more writers that have varied voices and that their number one goal is to entertain. You are a comic book company.
Mm-hmm.
You publish children's stories. They're funny books. Let's cut to the quick here. Yeah. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Your job should be to entertain as large a percentage of the population as possible, to make as much money as possible for your Disney overlord.
Eh. Yeah.
That should be what you do.
Yeah.
You're not doing that with these decisions.
No. And
you're just not. You think Captain America is going to be this hotcake seller? No.
No.
No, it's not. Mm-mm. It's not. You need to, I mean, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's like hiring Rush Limbaugh to write, you know, Batman.
Or Green Arrow.
Rush Limbaugh to Rush Limbaugh to write Creed Arrow. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
No. Get whoever wrote The Winter Soldier to do it, because they did that right.
Exactly.
Taking that character. But if you want to do something a little more timely, then that guy or those people knew how to do it. Put them on it. I don't know.
Right.
But, hey, your Disney overlords have money. They'll do it.
Right. Exactly.
But, yeah, I cannot believe that at all. It's, you know what I think? What I'm thinking when I hear that, I'm thinking JMS is Superman.
Yeah, I agree. That was terrible.
The title that made me stop buying single issues of comics.
That was awful.
That was so bad.
Let's watch Superman walk the earth.
Yeah, and pontificate.
Oh,
is Superman
God
a pontificator?
No.
No.
Yes, Steven, I have to admit, I'm not. This news does not. To me, this is just lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
It's all it is. Mm-hmm. This is just Marvel Now. All new, all different Marvel Now 2.0.
Marvel Now Legacy.
With Legacy. With
it's a Countdown Prime Infinite.
With more Tony Stark, Steve Rogers, and Thor. That's all it is.
Featuring the real Avengers.
Right.
Some of them.
Yeah, that's all they've done. It's the same old crap we've been getting with just these three characters back.
But do you know why it's the same crap we've been getting? Because I saw someone put on Twitter that, oh, of course there's only two women and one woman of color, but they're supposed to be showing diversity and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, you just need to stop talking. And like, okay, oh, no, three. One woman of color and one man of color.
Yes.
They said the women first because that's all that matters.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't.
Was this for the promo art?
No, for the Avengers cover.
My bad, for the Avengers cover.
Yeah, or two, yeah, people of color. I can't remember. It was just so insipid that I couldn't think straight when I was reading it. So I might get some of those details wrong. Sorry to you, whoever wrote that. but you just need to stop reading comics, Marvel comics, because I don't think they're in order for them to come back, they're going to make you very upset. Sorry.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, look, Marvel's main objective should be to make as much money as possible. This is a corporation.
Yes.
Okay. They're owned by Disney. Disney has one objective. It's not to change the world.
No.
It is to make as much of the money as possible. Why do you think Disney is so PC? Because they don't want to offend anyone at all. They don't want to offend any religion.
No.
They don't want to offend any race, any sex, any
orientation. They don't want to offend any race anymore.
Yeah, right. I'm talking about current modern Disney.
Okay.
They are so PC because they don't want to offend anyone because they want everyone, whether you're Christian or Muslim or Jewish, whether you're male or female or white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Arab, Indian, Native American. They don't care who you are. They want
your money.
Yes. And guess what? That's what a successful corporation should be doing.
Yes.
Okay? They're an entertainment corporation. This is they're doing exactly. I mean, you can comment on capitalism in general, I guess, but I mean, the point is they're doing exactly what they should be doing.
Yeah.
And Marvel is not
doing it.
Doing that.
Yes.
They're not doing that. And people that want Marvel to satisfy their own unique niche needs, guess what? It's not about you.
No.
It's not about me.
No.
It's not about Steven. It's about what makes it's about what appeals to the most amount of people and makes the most amount of money.
Money.
Okay?
Yes.
And if that means putting Tony Stark and Thor and Steve Rogers front and center, then that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And guess what? If that means they still publish, you know, your little niche Miss Marvel title that barely sells 14,000 copies a month, then be thankful that the big three have returned, because they're able, with the money from those big three, they're able to still publish your crappy little niche title that nobody buys. Okay? So you should be thrilled. These people should be applauding Tony Stark and Thor and Captain America being front and center because it means their crappy little niche titles that no one buys, Marvel will subsidize them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's why you should be excited. I always tell, I'm a car enthusiast, and I always, you know, I love Porsche as my favorite manufacturer, and I know a lot of Porsche files got upset when Porsche made all these SUVs.
Right.
Boy, that's not a Porsche. Porsche doesn't make SUVs. It's a supercar company. We make sports cars. That's all they do. We don't make SUVs. And I'm like, you idiots. Nobody buys the 911.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a niche market because it's stupid expensive. And how many people want a two-seater with no room? Okay?
Yeah.
Not a lot. So it's a niche. Those SUVs, though, that's all people buy these days.
Yeah.
Okay? So guess what? All the money from the SUVs allows Porsche to still make the 911.
Yeah, that's right.
If they didn't make the SUVs, there would be no 911 anymore. They'd have to stop making it because it can't support itself.
Yep.
Well, same thing with these comics. You people that love these little niche titles that don't sell worth a damn, you want Marvel to bring back the big guns.
Yep.
Those evil white men that you hate for some reason. Tony, Steve, and Thor, those are good guys. Don't hate on them.
I think it did.
I know that they're white and male, but they're still good guys.
Yeah.
They've never done anything to anyone. But you want them to come back and be front and center and make a truck ton of money to subsidize your titles that don't sell.
Yeah.
So I don't get the criticism.
Yeah.
Marvel, in my opinion, is not doing enough, enough to appeal to a wide majority of people. They're not doing enough. They're not putting a focus on trying to. Their number one job is to entertain.
Yeah.
And entertain the masses, as many people as possible. Yeah. And to get as much of that money as possible. And putting coats on Captain America ain't going to do that.
No.
And pushing random characters on the Avengers ain't going to help. So, to me, Marvel needs to do more.
Yeah.
They need to do more. They need to push what sells. That's what DC did. And guess what? DC is still doing those niche titles, but they're being subsidized.
Yeah.
By the fact that DC has made a commitment to all the characters, the big name characters that everyone knows and loves, by embracing their history and their continuity, by not erasing their continuity, by embracing their continuity and history.
That's right.
So you can still do the New Age of Heroes characters. So, I mean, you can have both. It's almost like these critics don't want, I guess they want Marvel to go out of business and just publish these niche titles and eventually just go bankrupt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I may make one more movie analogy, you know why Warner Brothers was able to make a movie like Inception? Because The Dark Knight made $1 billion.
Right.
You know why they made a movie like It? Because Wonder Woman made almost $900 million?
Yeah.
So if you want little things like that, something else needs to be successful.
Right.
It's how because when corporations venture out to try something different, they don't do it without a safety net.
Correct. That's right.
Do you think Disney is counting their money from the box office thinking, wow, we really did something socially progressive
this
year? No, they're saying, what are they saying? Oh, we're making more money. Okay. And that's all they're hearing.
Right. Exactly.
They tried something and it worked.
Right. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
How much money they're making. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, all these titles, you look through the sales charts every month. Miles Morales, Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, Champions, America.
Yeah.
They all suck. They all get crap sales numbers. Yeah. I'm not saying they suck as far as content.
But
I'm talking
in terms of
sales numbers. They all suck. They're not viable. Not a single one of them is viable.
Yeah.
So you should want a lot of mainstream successful Marvel titles to support all your little niche ones.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. Because you said they suck. And I don't know if they suck as titles individually.
Right.
But this isn't Saga or Why the Last Man or books that when it comes down the line, people will discover and buy the trades and all that, and they'll make their money back that way. This isn't that kind of stuff.
No.
This is a superhero, fun.
It's throwaway
stuff. Read
it
and forget about it. That's what it is. That's what it should be. You know?
Which is okay. I'm fine with. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I just think Marvel needs to make even more of a commitment to their base reader, okay? To their base readers, to their core readership. They need to make an even bigger commitment to them. They need to make an even bigger commitment to their mainstay, mainstream, big-name characters.
Yeah.
And see if they can make money
appealing
to as many people as possible and then support some of these other niche titles. Again, I have zero problem with a comic like Ms. Marvel being published at all.
Sure.
As long as you're committed to your core readership and satisfying their needs, and you're committed to your core mainstream characters. Give me them first.
Yes.
And you can fill in the cracks with these niche characters. They form a nice background tapestry.
Yeah.
But they're not the centerpiece.
I would recommend doing it like DC is doing it, where they don't have to be connected to something else. That
right.
They exist in the universe.
Right.
But, I mean, that's up to you guys at Marvel, if you're listening. Just, you know what? You need a Kevin Feige for your company.
Yes. They seem to lack, they don't have their, you know what they're missing? They're missing their own version of Geoff Johns.
Yeah.
Who has this, such a strong, singular vision for the company.
Yeah.
They don't have that on the comic side. They have it on the movie side. It's funny. Yes. DC doesn't have it on the movie side.
No.
But they have it on the comic side. Yes. Marvel has it on the movie side, but doesn't have it on the comic side. Marvel needs their own Geoff Johns who understands it's okay to embrace your mainstay characters. Yes. It's okay to embrace your core audience.
Yeah.
And then work from there to diversify and try to bring in other readers.
Right. And speaking of Kevin Feige, one of his best attributes is that he seems to know when things are changing, when trends are changing. That's why you started out with the rich billionaire, you know, fantasy kind of archetype in Tony Stark, but then it shifted more into a, well, he's kind of a down on his luck, but he's still funny kind of character.
Right, right.
And then it's kind of trending back upwards to something different, because he can sense that. And because he's so involved, it, you know, he can make the changes quickly. But on the comic side, it's just like, you guys have a month between titles. You should have somebody who knows, like, okay, this is what we actually need to put in here, not, well, the internet says this, so whatever.
Right, exactly. I think Marvel needs to do kind of what Geoff Johns does with DC. They need to realize who they are, what they are. Yeah. Embrace it, be confident in it, and stop listening to the internet. It seems like Marvel reacts to the internet with every single slight comment.
Yeah.
And that's why we've gotten 7 restarts in 7 years, because they are reacting to every tiny little comment on the internet. Like it or not, DC ignored the internet for near 5 years after the New 52 failure. I mean, it bombed. It utterly bombed, and they ignored the internet for almost 5 years, because they made a plan and they stuck to it. Now, it was a crap plan, and it bombed miserably, but I respect a company who goes, nope, we have a vision, we have faith in this vision, and we are going to execute this vision to its fullest, and let the consumers come along for the ride, and we can walk them to where we want them to be.
Yeah.
Now, they committed to it. Now, I'm not saying you're committed forever.
Right.
They executed their plan. They stayed committed to it. And then after being committed to it for almost 5 years, they realized, okay,
it didn't work.
But we stuck to it.
Right.
We gave it an honest go.
Yeah.
We didn't just try for 6 months and pull a Marvel and give up and do something else and try for 6 months and then give up and do something else. They stuck to it.
Yeah.
So they did the right thing. When you make a decision like that, you have to see it through.
Yeah, you got
to
own it.
And they did own it, and they did see it through. And it failed. And then they recalculated.
Yep.
But they stuck to it for a long time, and that's why the Rebirth reboot had such an impact, because they stuck to the New 52 for 5 years before doing the reboot.
Yeah.
This fresh start means nothing to fans, because Marvel's doing it every single year.
6 months is not enough time to calculate what's worked and what hasn't.
No, not at all.
It just is not.
And even if I don't agree with an idea, I think you have to see it through.
Yeah.
You have to implement it and see it through.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah.
And Marvel has not done that at any point with any of their restarts.
No.
They react to the internet so quickly.
Yeah, their writers certainly do.
It's amazing. It's not how you run a company.
No, it's not. Because, I mean, if they weren't restarting everything so often, they could have made something out of Miles Morales, Spider-Man, or Ms. Marvel. They had just let somebody come in to take the characters and run with them and do something with them. But it's like, no, we got to restart it. and oh, we got to do this here or shove them here or do this, whatever. It's like,
or maybe if you don't have an agenda with the character,
yeah,
maybe the character would get over with a wider base mm-hmm. of fans.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You ever think about that?
Yeah.
I mean, if your main focus is just entertainment, then maybe you get that character over with a huge... But when your main focus is to put forth a very niche agenda, yeah, well, you're going to get a very niche audience. That's yeah, kind of how it works.
Like I,
it's not rocket yeah, science.
Like I hate on Bendis, but I do respect that in one of the Miles Morales issues, he chose to address the issue of him being called the Black Spider-Man and
yes,
how Miles doesn't like that.
Right.
But the internet didn't like that a white man wrote that.
Right. Yes.
Which, to be fair, the internet also didn't like when in Black Panther, Coates had T'Challa address somebody in jail and told him to not call himself like the Black Bruce Banner.
Right.
Because there's plenty of them in jail or something like that.
Yes.
Well, how dare he try to say that blah, blah, blah. So, okay, so nobody can do anything remotely challenging with these characters anymore.
No,
apparently.
No, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
No matter what your race is or your sex or anything, yeah, it doesn't matter. You can't say anything.
Yeah.
Without it's someone just chastising you on the internet.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how
it's
y'all...
It's a no-win situation for these yeah, writers.
I don't know how y'all lasted this long because Marvel didn't used to be like that.
I know.
Up until 2012, after Avengers vs. X-Men,
yeah,
they were pretty much on the same track as always.
Yeah. It's almost like Marvel has to realize with social media, with the rise of social media, no matter what you do, you are going to make someone upset.
Yeah, you're going to be wrong.
It's just how it is. Mm-hmm. You cannot fart in the wind in America without offending somebody. It's going to happen. It just is. So that's yeah, why I believe you have to be like DC and Geoff Johns and have a plan and stick. Have faith in your plan. Mm-hmm. Have faith in your writers and stick to it. And if people criticize you, if people get mad or people are offended, then oh well.
Yeah, too bad.
If you have faith in what you're doing, it'll work out.
Yeah.
And newsflash, no matter what you write, no matter how successful it is, mm-hmm, there will always be a group of people on the internet who will be
like
offended yeah, or mad or upset. It is unavoidable.
Yeah, it's just the world that we live in now.
Okay, so yeah, don't worry about it. Stop mm-hmm, reacting to it.
Yeah. It's like, I understand you're attempting to do the Disney model of appeal to, you know, really reach out to those groups, but you know why Disney can get away with it? Because Disney makes good products.
Thank you. Their focus is on entertaining
yes,
you, period. Mm-hmm. And they can do it in a great way of diversifying their characters mm-hmm, and reaching out to different groups. Like, for example, Moana was a huge hit. You know I love me some Moana, Steven.
Yes, you do.
God, I love that movie. I've seen that movie at least 50 times, no lie. Love my boys love that movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie. My wife loves it. Mm-hmm. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
But that's a good way. You diverse,
good, yeah,
you diverse the characters. You mm-hmm, you add a Polynesian princess to yeah, the mix. It's a it's a story that is very true and mm-hmm, and very respectful to the culture and tradition that it celebrates, but the movie isn't preaching to you.
No.
It's not. The focus of the movie is fun and entertainment.
It's,
now, are you getting a
yeah,
wonderful, honest, respectful vibe and taste of the culture?
Yes.
100%. And is it diversifying its characters? 100%.
Yes.
But it's delivered. There is no agenda. It's
no,
delivered to entertain mm-hmm, anyone, male,
yes,
female, American,
mm-hmm,
Polynesian,
yeah,
Chinese, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's the difference between what Disney does
yes,
when diversifying
mm-hmm,
versus what Marvel does.
Is Moana a Disney princess story told through the lens of Polynesian culture? Yes.
Yes.
But it's still fun.
And anyone,
and,
anyone,
yeah,
anyone will enjoy that movie.
Oh, yeah. And even when they go a little edgier, like my favorite Disney film that year was actually Zootopia. Which,
oh, that's good.
While
yeah, that was
it does
great,
tackle some big issues, it's still fun and
yes,
energetic and
yes,
and entertaining.
Yes.
I just, like, I have no problem with trying to, you know, put a social message into comic books at some point. Maybe not make it the whole purpose, but you know, try to say something. But, you know, there needs to be something fun around it. People take ideas and more easily if you entertain them.
Yes.
That's why after, what was it? The movie I always use, after Interstellar came out, that movie is very entertaining.
Yep.
There's a lot of deep sci-fi in there.
Yes.
Science theory. People know what that is and remember it because they were watching an entertaining movie.
Right.
It's like, oh, so that's how that cool thing happened.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why Marvel can't get that. It's like,
exactly.
Come on. Like, right. The X-Men did it for years.
Yes.
Because they were fun.
Yes. All Marvel has to do is look at their parent company in Disney.
Yeah.
That's your blueprint. Mm-hmm. If this is your goal, then just do what Disney does.
Mm-hmm.
Not that hard.
No, though, to be fair, I mean, we've talked about this before. Do you think that anyone, even on the board at Disney, knows who the editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics
is? No. No. Yeah. I think Marvel Comics is utterly, the actual comics division is utterly irrelevant to the Disney board. Yeah. And that's why they still publish the Disney titles with IDW.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind. Like, mm-hmm. You guys literally own Marvel Comics. Why in the hell is IDW publishing all of your Disney, Walt Disney character comics? Like, what the hell?
That'd be so funny if they just forgot they owned Marvel Comics.
I don't think they know. I don't think they know. I mean, seriously. And I mean, and it's true because Marvel Comics itself is a drop in the bucket. The comic book money itself is a drop in the bucket. I think they just look at Marvel as IP for their movies and their merchandise. And that's it.
Yep. Or, I mean, as on Warner Brothers, they expect them to make some money. They know who Geoff Johns is now.
Well, yes.
But I assume they knew of him and Dan Didio back during the New 52 because that's what Warner Brothers is. Like, if we're going to own you, you're going to make some money. That's
right.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. But it's almost like Disney's kind of like Marvel. We don't really care if your comics make money or not. We're just going to pick and choose what we want for the movies and the TV shows and the merchandise and move. When you go to the parks, all the Marvel stuff that you see at the park is based on the movies, not based on the comics.
No.
None of it's based on the comics. It's all based on the movies.
They probably don't have any of the comics there, do they?
No. It's all based on the movies. All the characters you see, how they're dressed, their personality, it's all based off the movies.
Yeah. And this is what I was always afraid of when I knew Disney was going to pick up Marvel. I just said it's going to be about these movies. They're not going to care about the comics, and they're going to suck. And hey, I was right.
Yeah, and and I don't know if Cebulski is the answer, to be honest. And based on this fresh start, he's not impressing me.
Probably not.
He's not impressing me. He looks to be just more of the same.
I mean, the internet already hates him. Maybe they'll just run with that.
I guess. We'll see.
A blessing in disguise.
All right, my friend.
Yeah. Enough bitching at Marvel.
I know. Let's wrap up this part one of our podcast, and we will come back for the slate of comics that we have to review for this week, okay?
All right.
All right, my friend.